Baseball podcast. It is no day. You happy, Gray? There's no. This is what you told me to do last week. It's no day. This isn't a day. This is just a time.
School's out. We got a no day.
This is a no day.
School's out. We got a no day.
You know, workplaces need to do no days where you're not.
Isn't that a Sinbad movie? No day.
The only Sinbad movie I remember is Jingle All the Way.
I don't know if Sinbad was a no day. Maybe it was it someone else? Chris Elliott? Was that?
No day. And Sinbad was in Blank Check, wasn't he in that? A Secret Service agent or something stupid?
You know, with Sinbad, I feel like he's in everything in some way.
He's like, even going to be...
If there's a way to work Sinbad into something, you work him in. That's it. It's like everyone in Hollywood is like standing around and is like, we're going to greenlight this project if you work in Sinbad. How about that?
Surprise guest on today's show, Sinbad is joining the Razzball Baseball Podcast.
That would be amazing. And he would have his head towel. Oh, man. Everywhere. I've actually seen Sinbad, and he's got the head towel. Everywhere he goes, he's got the head towel.
Did you see him at Whole Foods?
No, I didn't.
My name
is JP, and I go to the Whole Foods.
Why are you doing the I played a quality starts league voice?
Gosh. You make like I go to Whole Foods during the week for lunch because it's near my place and I'm trying to be healthy. So that's what I do. I do Whole Foods and I like Sinbad. Excuse me. Excuse me, world. I'm sorry. Excuse me. Just excuse me, all right?
On today's show, we've got to talk Madison Bumgarner, Starling Marte injecting things into his rear, big announcement from our friends at Fantasy Draft, and a little FMK later on the show. But Gray, I want to start with this. Just anything else new in your life? Like anything else going on? I think people like hearing your stories,
This weekend, I met with some producers about a thing. The guys that work with Kevin Hart. I do a lot of in my Hollywood, my screenwriting. For whatever reason, I've worked with a lot of black comedians, and I don't know why. I just have. Black people love me. It is true. They love me. They can't get enough of Gray. So this weekend I had a meeting with a couple producers. They were actually talking about investing in Razzball. They were like, we'll give you, how much of the company will you give us if we can get Kevin Hart to tweet out about Razzball? And I'm like, I'm not giving you nothing for tweets. I'm sorry. I don't give you the milk just because you got the cow tweeting out stuff about the milk or whatever.
Who would have thought that black comedy and Razzball baseball would be?
If people only knew. That's pretty basically my screenwriting is for black comedians. I got stories about Cat Williams, I'll tell you. No,
all right.
And
we'll save that
enough about my real life.
Another podcast. Well, did you ride any dirt bikes in the past week?
I would never. Here's a, I got a dirt bike story that's not really, I don't think it actually was a dirt bike. I'll be honest. I'm not sure if it was a dirt bike. It might have been a moped, but I have
That wasn't an invitation for a dirt bike story, Gray.
Speaking of cows, you got a cowbell? What is that?
A Razzball listener sent me a gong for the Razzball baseball
cowbell. That did not sound like a gong. Who is that? You should give them a shout out for their cowbell.
Our listener commenter, Clint, I'm going to call it the Clint gong. And you're about to get gonged so much since I have a legit gong.
The funniest is it's not really. It's funny. I can say it's funny because I stole it from one of our commenters. But they like last year, I was having so many problems with Clint Hurdle, and someone was like, "You should start calling him C**NT." That's now what I call Clint Hurdle on the site when I write it up. I always put asterisks in for the L and the I. His name looks like cunt. Oh God, that makes me laugh.
I think we should officially, when we write out the name of the gong, we'll also call it the CL*T gong.
There's
right?
No L. You gotta okay. Asterisk the L too. So
okay, I got it. You know okay. I'll gong myself.
That sounds like you're like looking for a pot in the cupboard.
I mean, it's a legit gong. It's awesome.
It is so not a legit gong.
It's on a stand in everything. Show.
The world never would have known Chuck Barris's name if that was the sound of a gong. That is the worst gong ever.
Send me like a 10-foot wide gong. Like
I'm gonna go with what it sounded like you just said, a tinfoil cowbell. That's what you got there. You got a cowbell wrapped in tinfoil. So,
oh my god,
the moped. Forget it now. I'm not even telling you the moped story. It's over.
Fine.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
Stop
moving. What are you looking for the nonstick pan? What are you doing?
Madison Bumgarner gonna be out for 2+ months, probably sprained the AC joint, which is what keeps your shoulder cold, I think, and sprained some ribs. You dropping Madison Bumgarner if your DL's full?
Nah, I never would have drafted him, but I wouldn't drop him though. I would DL him, and there's no reason why you can't find a DL spot for Madison Bumgarner. I feel like maybe you have, you know, who do you have? Ian Desmond and
Miguel Cabrera.
Miguel Cabrera and Madison Bumgarner. Like, that's worst case scenario. I think you bench Desmond for another week until he's back, and then you DL Bumgarner or whatever. You know, it's like you gotta hold on to certain guys. I think Bumgarner's one of those guys you just gotta hold on to him.
Yeah, I think so too. Like, how the fuck do you rank this? I put him at 63 rest of season. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. I'm just throwing a dart in the air or something.
I don't know. I feel like probably best case scenario is what, All-Star break at this point?
Yeah.
So, I mean, but All-Star break, you have, I don't know, what do you give him, 12 starts for a half a year, give or take? Yeah, 12 sounds about right. Maybe 14 starts for, all right. So say 14 starts, that is about 100 innings of 2.5 2.75 ERA, good whip. Yeah, I think that's worth holding on to. I mean, yeah. it's a pain in the fucking ass, but yeah, I mean, what are you going to do? You can't do nothing about that shit. You got to fucking hold them. You got to hold them. JB, you got to hold them.
Well,
I don't know what voice that is.
But. You're trying to go Kenny Rogers, I think, but you are way too New Jersey to do a Southern accent.
Kenny Rogers looks just like my dad.
Does he really?
Yeah, it's kind of funny. All right.
Your dad has a mullet?
Moving on.
Much better. Improved. So while you're holding Bumgarner, I folded Starling Marte in our CL.
Yeah, Marte is a drop. You can't be holding a guy if you can't DL him. I'm sorry. Yeah. It sucks, but I think outside of – I dropped him in my 10-team NL-only league, and it's a keeper.
Whoa! And yeah. A keeper?
Yeah, he was –
Was he expensive?
I think he was $24, and – someone picked him up for $21 off with the.
Their fab cost to acquire becomes their keeper cost.
So okay. It's like whatever.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, exactly. It's not like $26. It's and inflation's $5, so next year they're gonna have him for $26. Meh, whatever. That's no great shakes. I think Marte is a drop in just about all leagues except for. Like real deep NL only. I would say 12 team NL only. I would probably held on to him like a like Tout Wars. That's 12 team NL only. I would have held him there, but like I held D Gordon last year. That was the death of my team. But you're in it's like a no win situation because even if you hold him in a deep league, you're really not going to get value for him. I mean, let's think about what 80. He's missing 80 games, so. He's going to come back for, you know, what, end of July, August, September. So that's about, say, 80 at-bats per month, 160 at-bats, maybe 5 homers, 10 steals, 275 average. Maybe he's rusty and you don't even get that. That's replaceable in most mixed leagues. You got to drop him.
This one must have hurt you, too, because Marte's been your binky for a couple years.
Like I said, I had him in that NL-only keeper, which was nice. For the last, like, 5 years, I've had him at
no wonder you liked him.
Yeah, that's also, if I may, that's why I loved Giancarlo a little bit more than maybe
people realize. Can you share this roster with everyone so everyone can know who you're biased on?
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, I had... I don't actually have Giancarlo anymore. This year he was up to like $34, so I dropped him. But yeah, I had him since he was a rookie.
He fell in your ranks so hard this. Nah, I don't really.
Nah, he didn't. I own Giancarlo in my NFBC. But with I don't know. Really, with like Marte, he's like. I don't want to get too ridiculous, but I mean, there's going to be guys in mixed leagues that you're going to be able to replace him for even the 2 months he's back playing. So it's shitty. I mean, it is. There's no getting around it. You're kind of fucked a little bit. You're not in a good place if you lost a second rounder, but you know, you got to make do. I don't, you know, it sucks. I don't know.
Was D Gordon last year? Or is it
2 years
ago?
Gordon was last year. Yeah, that tanked my entire Tower Wars team.
So that's back-to-back season second-round picks for my Purdy Perts league.
Oh, that's right. Damn. We gotta pay attention if you're drafting second round next year.
Oh, my God. Unbelievable.
Let's see. I'll say you draft a pitcher, and he gets... The Peds.
I wouldn't draft a pitcher that high. Well, it might be Eric Thames with the way. Did you see what John Lackey did with Eric Thames?
No, I didn't. What did he do?
In the postgame conference, he was like, yeah, he hit a pitch that, you know, opposite field where a lot of guys don't hit the ball, and then turned and winked. Legitimately. Like, you can find the video online. Yeah.
Yeah. Lackey's a douche anyway. He's got like what's it called for a guy like resting bitch face? he's got resting douchebag face.
Oh my god. Yeah, and he's like 38 years old and still throwing hard and still healthy. So I wonder what happened there.
Yeah, he's not. He's been real shitty this year. I'll tell you. He was like the guy I want to say I have him in more leagues than anyone else, than any other player. Maybe Odor. Odor and Lackey are probably 1-2 on how many teams I have a guy. And Lackey's been real mediocre. He's got the mediocre. I'd say Lackey is probably even droppable soon. I'm holding him because I'm just kind of pot invested at this point. But I'd say he's probably droppable in most mixed leagues. And this crazy thing is, like, last year going into the preseason, I didn't really like Lackey. And then he did so well last year, I was like, yeah, maybe I like him. Maybe I like the Lackey.
And like, even though his numbers were going to regress, like, it looked like he could have won a lot of games, but that hasn't – I don't know. Things could turn around. The only league I have him in is a weekly lineup lock, so I could just put him on my bench for a couple weeks.
Yeah. I have him benched. I think he's – I want to – I know it's a crummy matchup. I forget who. I want to say it's the Red Sox. I think it's like the Red Sox later this week is Lackey's next matchup. So I have him. I think I have him benched in most of my weekly leagues. My teams are doing well, though. I sent you an email. Did you see the email I sent you?
Yeah, I saw that. Good job. You're winning. Who's leading the Purdy Perks League?
I don't know. I haven't looked. Is it you? Hold on, I gotta get out the rice cooker. Oh crap, I just banged into the pot. Oh my god, you and T-Hole.
I know.
It's like opposite world in our RCL right now. Oh my god, that's ridiculous. I'm doing well in my league so far, even with Odor's terrible start.
What happened there?
Yeah, I'm in first, or like I'm within like points of like the top in like five leagues right now. I'm doing really well. I don't want to jinx it because this shit can get jinxed.
The only league I'm not doing well in is my REL rebuild, the Brewers, but the rest are doing pretty well. So I'm excited for that.
That's
great. Let's talk to our friends at Fantasy Draft. This is awesome. Catching up with the guy over there. I think it needs a ringing endorsement. Am I doing too much gong? I love having a gong.
I can't tell if that's a ring or a gong. I'm really like, I'm not 100% on that.
Welcoming to the Razzball Baseball Podcast is our friend over at Fantasy Draft, Andy Carter. How are you doing today, man?
Good, JB. Good to be on with you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. And so a little background into you. You pitched for Davidson College, got drafted by the Yankees, played minor league ball for a bit. I grew up in Davidson. What a small world, man. It's crazy.
I was pleased to hear that a fellow Wildcat fan is on board with me here.
Yeah, man. I grew up all 18 years of my life right across from the campus. So we were there right around at the same time. You were there for the Steph Curry years too.
Yeah, that was people were dripping from the rafters. That was definitely a fun time to be in town, so
I remember that too. I remember Good Morning America coming and like lining the Concord Road right in front of the campus, and oh man, a lot of fun. And you were there like right when Davidson started booming into this you know, it town, if you will.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, not to bore the listeners too much, but in 2001 when I came on my recruiting trip, there was one straight road from the highway to the college, and then now, it's booming on both sides. So it's I wouldn't say Steph's popularity has hurt that aspect in any.
Not at all. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Getting on Griffin Road right off the interstate, it used to be woods and stuff, and now it's nonstop apartments and everything. This is quickly becoming the Davidson podcast. So you pitched a little bit.
We can record this one weekly.
Yeah, see if the town of Davidson will hire us for their podcast. So you pitched for the Yankees organization. Do you have any anecdotes about pitching in the minors?
Don't give up a lot of hits and runs if you're a late round draft pick, or you're going to find yourself back at home really quickly.
I hear you. I hear you. How high did you progress?
So I was drafted in 05, and I pitched one season with the Gulf Coast Yankees down in Tampa. We won the championship. I got the save in the championship game. We got rings and everything. And then in December of that year, I got the phone call saying, you know, we don't have any room for you. So I was one season. It was, you know, it was obviously a blast, a great opportunity, but you know, that's how it works. You got a lot of talented players coming from all over the world, and you know, sometimes that's how those things work themselves out.
It kind of sounds like your career arc was the same as John Elway. You ended at on top at the very end and went out on your own terms.
Yeah, exactly. You got it.
Okay. I'm glad we're on the same page there. Well, somehow, after retiring like John Elway, you ended up at Fantasy Draft. It's an awesome site. I really like Fantasy Draft. And big news, you guys are throwing us our own Razzball-only contest, which is going to be a lot of fun. They're only $5 contests. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to be playing them every week. Be a good way to start playing with me in some DFS contests. And Fantasy Draft's a really cool place. You guys do rake-free 50-50s. It seems like that's what a lot of your players really like.
Yeah, so we're kind of built on a couple key issues. Our tagline has always been players first, and kind of what we mean by that is we do a lot of different things to try to help the casual fan have a positive experience. Everything from, you know, flexible lineups. So, you know, if you don't like catcher as a position that day, well, we do three infield, three outfield, two utilities. So, you know, if you love third baseman, you love Josh Donaldson, Manny Machado, Chris Bryant all on the same day. In other places, you might not be able to play all of them. On our site, you can play all of them. You know, that's one of our big things is the flexible lineups. We have a lower rake than a lot of other places, so less money's coming out of the pot, if you will, for the casual person, which means more people are having a positive experience, making more money. And of course, as you mentioned, rake-free head-to-heads. So the industry standard is 10% comes out on head-to-heads, and we're offering those rake-free. So you want to play someone for 10 bucks, winner gets 20 bucks instead of 18. And over the long haul, that kind of stuff pays off. But, you know, we're just trying to cater to the casual player and allow people to have, you know, a fun time where you're not necessarily swimming with all the sharks, as you will hear.
So. Yeah, in our Razzball contest, the top five people are going to get paid out of only a 20-person contest, so that's really, really cool. With the line of flexibility stuff, like, do you see more people play more infield and go cheap in the outfield, or do they go heavy on the outfield and cheaper in the infield? Is it kind of a night-to-night kind of thing? How does that impact what you're seeing in trends-wise?
Yeah, that's a good question. So actually, we don't analyze the specific lineups of different users. So I can't really speak to, you know, if people are playing more infielders or outfielders. But what I can say is that it provides a little bit more variety in the sense that, you know, let's say on a different DFS site, you know, you got to play catcher, first base, second base, all the positions. And let's say it's a 4-game slate and, you know, you got the Giants playing in Coors Field. And so you got Buster Posey, right? He's obviously going to be one of the best plays on the board, a catcher. Well, on our site, you know, on another site, Buster Posey might be 100% owned. Everyone has him. On our site, you don't necessarily have to play a catcher. So there's going to be a lot more different lineup combinations out there, which allow you to create something that's truly your own and not kind of, you know, be the same as everybody else. So that's what I'll say is that, you know, you see guys that have the possibilities for your lineup construction are really endless. You know, if you, like I said before, if you like a certain position, you can play all of those guys. So as far as spending up and spending down, I mean, you know, there's not really one thing I point to and say, you know, outfielders, infielders, whatever. It just kind of depends on the values that are out there and, you know, what type of matchups people like.
Gotcha. So I'm looking a little bit at some of the slate for tonight, Tuesday night's action. Really hard not to start Danny Duffy against a terrible-looking White Sox team, although it's shocking that the White Sox are 8-9, and I'm looking right below, the San Francisco Giants are 6-13. Yeah. So I like Danny Duffy a lot. Some hitters I like. Eric Thames is my guy at home against Scott Feldman. That's got to be fun. He's only $8,000 last time I looked at values. I wonder if he's like how do you see more people getting played while they're hot, or is it something that
Yeah.
You know, do people chase trends is a good way to put that.
Yeah, I think definitely you'll see people again. We're not breaking down, you know, everyone's lineup after the fact as to who they're playing, but you know, I think you'll definitely see the trends of, okay, this guy, you know, this guy's on fire. Eric Thames is on fire. I mean, the guy went to Korea for 3 years and ate a lot of Wheaties and he came back and it seems like he's hitting a homer every night. I mean, it's crazy. So, you know, like any DFS player will tell you, I mean, there's merits to playing that guy and then there's merits to not playing that guy. You know, if everybody's playing Eric Thames because he's hitting two homers a night and you decide, hey, I don't want to play Eric Thames tonight, and you play another guy that's in a similar price range and he goes 0 for 4 with four strikeouts, hey, maybe you have an advantage. So that's part of one of the fun strategies of DFS as a whole. You know, you can kind of put that puzzle together yourself and see where it ends up. But yeah, I mean, you know, I'm stuck on Eric Thames, but I mean, how do you not play that guy? I mean, he's
know
all over the ballpark. It's crazy.
I know, lefty against Scott Feldman. I mean, it you know, Scott Feldman's throwing 80 miles an hour like the Korean pitchers would. So I don't know how you don't go there. Guy I'm going to talk with Gray about later on the show is Aaron Altair. I think I'm really excited for him. He's going against Wei-Yin Chin at home. Chin's a lefty coming off seems like he's ripe for regression after throwing 7 no-hit innings with only 2 strikeouts, so I like Altair a lot. So yeah, I'm excited to play with everyone in Razzball Nation in our own very own fantasy draft DFS matchup for tonight. It'll be linked in the podcast notes. It should be a ton of fun. Tell me a little bit about the $100,000 MLB walk-off GPP on July 7th.
Yeah, so one thing we're doing is we want to have, you know, a lot of people want to have a shot at winning big money. So what we did was we put a contest out there. It's the first Friday. The last Friday before the All-Star break. It's 100K in the prize pool. I think it's 15K up top, maybe. Let me pull it up here. Yeah, the 10,000 to first. So it's about 2,000 entries. And what we do is we run these satellites and qualifiers into it. So, you know, if you're not a guy that wants to spend $55 on one contest, we run smaller buy-in, you know, contests where, you know, I think $21 where the top 3 out of 9 get a ticket for 55 and, you know, things like that to try to make it an achievable contest for people to play in that have various bankrolls that, you know, if you don't want to spend that much or if you do, you're welcome to buy in as many times as you want. But basically, yeah, we're running that. We've also got a 30K home run on Friday, which is a little bigger than normal for us, which we'll have satellites and qualifiers into along the way as well. And we've got the tournaments every day, you know, anywhere from 25 cents to $333 are running daily. So, you know, we like to think we have something for everybody. So it's a fun time.
Yeah, for sure. And maybe one of the easiest way to win your money for the satellites is to play in the Razzball contest and take my money, because I get smoked in DFS, it seems like, all the time. I always feel like I've got a great lineup, and then it doesn't come together. But I'm excited to play with you guys. I love playing on Fantasy Draft. I have been all season, won a little bit of money, so I'm excited to play against only people from Razzball Nation. Set up your account today. Be sure to put referred by Razzball and join the contest that's linked in the podcast note here. Or you can tweet me at JB Gilpin. I'll shoot it to you that way, and we look forward to it. Thanks for joining us, Andy. Really appreciate you dropping by. We'll catch up with you down the road.
All right, JB. Thanks a lot. Good luck, guys.
Thanks to our friends at Fantasy Draft, Andy over there. They're awesome. Join the Razzball only Fantasy Draft contest. Again, it'll be linked in the podcast notes here. Great! Razzball only contest!
Yeah, it's cool. I'm excited. People should get in that. I think what people realize, like, if you support our sponsors, it helps us. Like, I'm not saying, like, we get the money or anything, but it helps us keep the show going. Like, the show is not... Like, JB takes time out of his day. I take time out. I'm, you know, we both write more or less for free on the site. It really helps a lot if you support our sponsors. So, you know, go over to Fantasy Draft and do what you got to do. Sign up. Use the Razzball code, or what is it, JB?
Just referenced by Razzball. But if you join the contest, people will know you know, they'll know that you're joining on our behalf, which is good. So
yeah, join the contest. It's how much is it, free?
$5. $5 contest.
Oh my god, it's $5. Seriously, go and join. It's $5. Jesus effing Christ, go and join. Okay.
All right. So great. I have a theory that all of Starling Marte's PEDs that he had seized were distributed to the Red Sox and to the Twins and Tigers because they had some roid rage this last weekend.
Yeah, going in, they were – I mean, I can only speak for the Red Sox because that's the only one I know off the top of my head. But I'd say George Springer and the Red Sox had the same amount of homers going into the weekend. They both had 7 homers as of Friday.
And then, so did Red you see Sox, all the...
I think the Red Sox top home run hitter still might be Sandoval with 3 home runs.
Sandoval's getting looked at. Pedroia's getting injury looked at with an ankle and the knee because what's his face? Machado.
That was ridiculous. Machado, I mean, Machado definitely does not seem like a good person. Don't get me wrong. I don't care. I mean, that doesn't affect me for fantasy. I prefer it. I like the villain. I'm fine with it. But Machado slid into him, and you could even see, like, he was, like, trying to, he was, like, reaching his hand out to help Pedroia. Like, he was not, like, Machado can be an asshole, but he was not, I don't think he was being an asshole in this situation. Like, it did not look like it was that bad of a slide.
Yeah, and then they throw at his head, goes off his helmet, so that's awesome. And then, yeah. Oh my god. The Miguel Sano thing. Did you see the fight? He took a punch at the catcher with his catcher's mask on. That's awesome.
Yeah. Sano is a beast, man.
You don't want to throw it. Yeah, that's like the last guy to throw it.
Sano is like, yeah. He looks like he can get rowdy bowdy. You know what I'm saying? He could get like WWE on someone's head. Like, I would not mess with Sano. I did not think it was that impressive though what he did with the catcher.
Yeah, I know, but the fact that he was like throwing a punch at a catcher with his
a sound effect for when I take the air out of the room. It's like, no,
we need, all right, fine. You know, we need more instruments.
We do. You're gonna start the podcast. You're gonna have like cymbals on your knees.
It's gonna be like that like cartoonish dude with the that's got the cymbal above him while playing the accordion.
You're gonna have a red and white straw hat.
All right, let's run through some stuff, Greg. All right, Miguel Cabrera, he's on the DL with his groin. He said he'll probably be back in the minimum 10 days. Is this the last year Miguel Cabrera is going to be a top? Let's see, next year, do you think you'll rank him in your top 30?
Yeah, top 30 seems about right, considering what he can do when he's healthy. I mean, he's definitely got some issues with his with his health, but we thought he was done 2 years ago, and then he bounced back and had a great 2 years after that. So I'm not ready to just definitely discount Miggy completely, but yeah, I mean, anytime he's gonna, you know, as he gets older and he comes off an injury ridden year, it's not gonna be good. It's he's probably headed for the third round of, or maybe top of the fourth round. So yeah, maybe 35, 40. Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to say at this point because
I know it's
if he came back in, you know, mid-May even, and he hit 27 homers and hit 325, and you know, you'd still okay, he's fine. You know? But yeah, I don't know. John Hicks looks like a ball player, huh?
Yeah, what, do you have like 4 RBIs in that one start over the weekend? Is he someone that you're going to, you know, make a batty call to?
Maybe. I was looking at his minor league stats don't look like anything. Like, he looks pretty much like garbage, but I went, you know, because I'm researching, because I'm digging in. I'm trying to find those gems.
Why are you making like a Sherlock Holmes, like, but in Compton kind of thing? I don't know what you're doing there.
Sherlock Holmes. Holmes.
No, it's Sherlock, comma, Holmes.
Holmes?
That's a Sherlock show Holmes. Idea. Why didn't you pitch Kevin Hart the
like,
show?
I feel like someone did one of those Sherlock Holmes. Like, someone did that movie. I looked at video of him, and he looks like he could hit, but, you know, it was spring training and batting practice, so I would discount that video a little bit, but he did look like, he looked like a ball player. I'll say that for him.
Guy that definitely looks like a ball player right now, and someone I don't think we've talked about much this year is My Name's Judge.
Oh, man, he's sexy. Damn.
You're only saying that because he looks exactly like Giancarlo.
It is. That's true. It's true. I'm not going to lie. It's true. I like him. I think it's like, even the strikeouts are down. It looks, he's looking good. I think he's probably, you know, he's probably going to be a little bit, he's going to be a little bit up and down this year. Not to the minors, but he's going to be a little bit like slumpy, streaky. At times because of the strikeouts, but yeah, he looks like he is a solid 30 plus homer guy right now with maybe a 250 average. So that's not bad. That's for where you drafted him. I mean, I don't know. I don't remember exactly, but I feel like I took him in like around 250 overall in one league.
He went like the late rounds for sure. You really think he's going to get to 30 homers without, you know, second thought?
I would put him down for 30 at this point. He looks like he could probably hit, like, what's he? He's on pace now for, like, 40 homers. So he comes a little bit off of that pace, maybe 28, 30 homers. Yeah, I would put him down for about that. Unless he gets injured, I don't really see his power going anywhere. I mean, he's like Joey Gallo with a little bit less strikeouts. I mean, Joey Gallo, like, this weekend, I don't know if you saw his homers, but Jesus.
He
is moonshots, man. Like, it's like, excuse me, I'm just going to, like, tap this one up the middle. Oops, there it goes, 500 feet.
So you're taking Judge over Gallo, right?
Oh, for sure. Yeah,
Gallo, definitely doing that.
He's going to lose his job once Beltre comes back.
If Beltre comes back.
Yeah, and even if Beltre doesn't come back, Gallo's a 215 hitter. I mean, he's a hacking mess. I think I wrote something on the site, like, he has 6 homers and 3 singles on the year. That's ludicrous. That's, like, the most ridiculous thing. You can't, like, through 3 weeks, he has 3 singles. Like, oh, my God. Like, okay. So he's got power, but nothing else. I think Judge, though, is a little bit – he's a little bit more advanced just in his skills. Not necessarily – I mean, I think they're around the same age, actually. But, yeah, I think Judge is the way to go there.
All right. One guy I'm not buying into, but I am streaming in a couple leagues, is Taylor Motter. Hit a grand slam off Triggs that was in my pitcher profile this weekend. 5 homers on the year. It's just, you know, I saw him play in the minors a couple times because he played 2 years for the Durham Bulls, which is right next to me, and I just never saw anything that impressive.
Yeah. Well, his hair is impressive, that's for sure.
It's kind of like, you know, Joe Dirt-ish, you know?
Yeah.
It looks so, because like when he gets the helmet hair and it's all like, you know, smooth back, it looks very mullet-ish.
It's like Khalil Green.
Oh, God, Khalil Green. That's a blast from the past.
He was one ugly guy. Wow, is Khalil Green ugly. Taylor Motter is is probably closer to Taylor Kitsch than Khalil Green, but I would say if I had to FMK Taylor Motter's hair, I'd probably K it.
That's for later in the show, Greg.
I will say, though, all right, so on Motter, Now that the Leonis Martin was demoted.
That's crazy they did that.
Yeah, that's insane. That is like the most ridiculous thing.
Some reaction.
That is like one of the commenters who's in a 10 team league, and it was like, I want to drop Todd Frazier for Ryan Zimmerman. Is that cool? Like, maybe you hold Frazier. Maybe you figure out a different way to get Zimmerman on your team. But Taylor Motter is like, if you just look at his AAA numbers, like, it looks like there's something there. Like, it doesn't look like he's just complete garbage. Granted, you know, I think Ralph and Halp and Half, they would probably say he was old for AAA last year, so that's why his numbers look good.
He's old now, 27.
Yeah. Right, maybe, though. Maybe there's that one glimmer of a year, and then he fades into oblivion next year. Oh my god, remember the movie Living in Oblivion? That was a great movie.
I've never heard of it.
Oh my god, with Steve Buscemi? Oh my god, it's the best film ever. All right, so anyway, Taylor Motter, I like him right now for every league. Like, I would own him, like, without a doubt. I don't think this is going to last. I don't even know where this is coming from completely, but I would grab him for sure.
Yeah, I'm baddie calling him myself. I mean, when he's got hair like that, it's hard to say no.
It's hard to refuse the Fidel Sassoon coming down the blondie locks.
One guy I was able to get in all of my redraft leagues, and I was really excited about it, and he, you know, put a big cherry on top with a great weekend after I picked him up. I think I got him in on Thursday or Friday, but that's Aaron Altair, guy that a lot of people liked as a sleeper last year, got injured, never really got back into it when he came back. And, you know, this is a guy, power, speed, upside, they're going to play him every day. Why was he?
I don't know if you're, like, if you can really be that excited about Altair and be less excited about Motter. I feel like they're pretty similar. And
no, there's so much more speed with Altair. Plus,
and
like, Motter, he's a guy.
Motter stole 20 bases in AAA.
I don't know. Altair is younger. He missed
younger
a big,
by like 3 months. I mean, Altair is 26 years old.
A year and a half.
All right, what are they doing with Saunders?
Well, isn't Kendrick out on the DL?
Okay, so what are they doing when Kendrick comes back?
They'll figure out a way to play him. They're not going to not play Altair.
You're giving the Phillies a lot of credit.
And, okay, actually, a counterpoint received. But I don't know. I like him for now. He's got me a couple steals, a homer.
I mean, I would pick him up, but I think I would go. I would go Motter before Altair right now.
I'll go Altair.
Yeah, I don't think Altair is going to be. He looks buried in like the Howie Kendrick, Saunders, Nava mix of garbage. They're like, they have like the worst. Who put this outfield together? What the hell is that? Now that I say it out loud, I'm like, holy Jesus. You got to be kidding me. Mike Kleenex, the Phillies GM. He is garbage. I don't even know if that's his name.
Well,
I'm really not 100% on that.
Like every year in the RCLs, I struggle with outfield depth, and this time it's because of stupid Marte. But that's why I think that's a big reason. He was only 1% owned when I went and added him everywhere, and now it's shot way up. But
if you're gonna lose Marte, RCL is a league to lose him in. That's for sure. You got lucky if that's the only place you lost him.
I have him in a shallower keeper where he was a decent price. I traded him for Edwin Diaz. I just figured I'm in win now mode, so it made sense.
Yeah, I would say that you're in first place, so who am I to say? Because my RCL team's a total mess. But with that said, here's where I wouldn't even, like, if Altair had today off, which, I mean, we're this is a, a no day.
It's but, a no day.
But if Altair had the day off, I would not even hold on to him in a 12-team mixed league. I would just fill in with someone else. I would have dropped him on Monday, for instance.
I mean, it's just so hard. I'm straight. I have complete junk in outfield other than AJ Pollock. Complete junk.
Yeah,
so like I
no,
need
I'm
a
looking
glimmer.
At your team. No, I agree. Your outfield's a mess.
It's horrific. I mean, I drafted some upside guys that didn't work out.
Oh, wait a minute. I drafted Broxton and Buxton.
I did that.
The X-tons.
I did that in the CBS auction.
Oh my god, the X-tons have like crushed my spirit.
Well, luckily I drafted Trout and Haniger and Yasmani Tomas, so my outfield survived in that one. But this one with no Marte, it's
your team is definitely getting helped by your pitching. That's where your strength is.
Well, it's because I got Zach Greinke in the third to last round.
Oh God, he's gonna get crushed. If this were Monday, I would say he's getting crushed tonight. But since we don't know what day this is, I'm not gonna say that. But I would say it, even though he's facing the Padres. Watch the Padres go off on Greinke. That's all I'm saying.
Oh God, he better have a good game. A couple other pitchers I want to mention real quick: Kevin Gausman. He is
what a
complete
mess. Wow.
I loved your gif this morning of someone falling downstairs.
Right?
Made me giggle.
Wow. Yeah. I don't get it either, because it's like his slider, he's doubled his slider percentage and he is like, he's not throwing his change at all. Like, what's he doing now?
He used his splitter a ton in the second half last year. That's what took him to the next level. And then he completely ditched it. And then when he gave up those four runs to the Red Sox without getting an out, I think he had thrown maybe like one splitter or something stupid. And then started throwing a splitter the rest of the game and was fine. I think he's hurt.
Yeah,
I think he's hurt. And the splitter just puts too much on the arm, and it doesn't make his arm feel right.
I think so.
I think he might be hurt.
Yeah. I'm. You know what? I would buy that. I'd buy that for a dollar, that prognosticating. I would buy your theory for a dollar. Let's just say that.
I think
he is – dollar's really not that much money, though.
Hey, it's really, more than really you've ever given me before.
Yeah, I know, but still it's like – like today, I was at Whole Foods.
Oh my God!
And I was like, "What can I get for a dollar?" And everyone, the entire store, stopped and laughed.
That's a good point.
Yeah,
here's
no, but anyway, though, but on Gausman, I'm thoroughly confused because his velocity isn't down. So what you're saying is, when he throws the splitter, it's when his arm, like, he feels like stress on his arm, so he can't throw it.
Yeah.
So that affects everything. So that's why his walk rate is over 5. Yeah. I mean, his K rate is under 7. It's like, if there's not an injury, something is dramatically wrong. I sense either a trip to the disgraceful list, and they conjure up an injury, or he gets sent into the bullpen and has to work on his mechanics. He's not staying in the rotation. He's just a mess.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to disagree. He's going to have to turn it around real fast. He needs to take some notes from Jason Vargas.
Oh,
resurgent
God.
Jason Vargas.
Yeah. Wow. Where is that coming from, huh?
A 10 plus K rate and a sub 1 walk rate. Explain that. That's
I
like
just looked at something
now.
I'm sorry. I just Googled Gausman and I came across Paul Spohr?
Okay, sure.
His bold prediction is Gausman strikes out 200 batters. I was like, this is why I don't do bold predictions, because these things are so ridiculous. But I'm sorry. Gausman strikes out 200. Blake Treinen is a stud closer.
Oh!
The lineup to Shields is this year's Jonathan Villar.
Oh.
Jock Peterson hits 35 and steals 20. And I can't even. I'm done. I can't.
And Hillary Clinton's going to be a great president.
He's a good guy. But, I mean, come on. People need to stop doing the bold prediction. It's just like bold prediction is basically like, I'm going to have sex with Kim Kardashian this year. Like, what? Wait, what? Like, hold on. Would you? No, like, this year, me and Kim Kardashian are going to hook up. And, like, you're like, wait, what? And, like, I don't know. It could happen. It could happen, right? It could happen. And then people are just like, you're crazy. Yeah, but it could happen.
Bold predictions are complete clickbait. And it's, please, internet troll, yell at me about this article. Right?
I think
that's what bold predictions are.
I know.
So Jason Vargas.
Yeah. So Jason Vargas. I'm kind of like, I'm not really interested in him still outside of, game to game. I think I'm not sure. I don't see anything really that is saying like, okay, that's why he has a 10 plus K rate and an under one walk rate right now. Like, I don't see this major change in approach or velocity, or like, he's doing exactly what he's done for the last like 5 years. Like, nothing has changed in anything that I'm looking at on his player profile. So I don't know. I would be real hesitant about going in too heavy. Of course I would own him. Why not? At this point, you own him until the wheels fall off, but I would bet on the wheels falling off sooner versus later.
Yeah, I actually drafted him in NFBC super late. Of course, haven't played him yet because it's Jason Vargas. So now he's got
like my Andrew Triggs. I didn't play him for 3 weeks when he had a zero ERA, and then I played him yesterday when he got crushed.
You
can't, like, weekly leagues, you can't win.
Yeah, well, Vargas has a two-start week this week, and he's got the White Sox and the
and it sounds so
Twins,
perfect. And perfect. Yeah,
I know he's going to get murdered. So, great. If I wanted to see a murder up close in person and live this year, how would I get tickets for that?
Well, you'd wait until Jose Bautista's facing Odor, and then you would go to SeatGeek and buy tickets.
Go to SeatGeek to watch the Rangers Blue Jays, or maybe another Orioles Red Sox game. You might see something there, or Jason Vargas give up 10 runs in one of his upcoming starts. But baseball's back. It's time to get your tickets on SeatGeek. I have it on my phone. It's the easiest way to get tickets. I'm going to use it to see the Brewers play the Braves this year. Excited for that. Talked about that last week. And, I told someone else that was a Nationals fan the Bryce Harper story. I pretty much, like, if anyone says anything about DC, I tell them my Bryce Harper story. It's the coolest thing ever, Greg.
You're the only one that's where you go when people mention DC this year. Everyone else immediately goes to our president, and you go to Bryce Harper threw me a foul ball.
I think they're like trying to like ping me to see what my like political affiliation is, and I'm just like, dude, Bryce Harper threw me a ball and I caught it, and they're like, what? That doesn't help anything.
JB, hey, what do you think about what's going on in DC this year? Well, let me tell you. First of all, download the SeatGeek app, because that's number one. Second of all, Bryce Harper threw me a foul ball. Number three, listen to one and two, okay?
Well, SeatGeek's designed to make your ticket buying experience easier than ever. They search multiple sites for you. You're going to get the best value on every ticket you get. They guarantee it. I guarantee it. You see your tickets on the ticket map by grade. It's an awesome experience. And what's even better than that is you're going to get $20, $20 free. All you have to do is download the SeatGeek app, put in the promo code RazMLB, and they're going to send you $20 after you make your first ticket purchase. That's it. Download the SeatGeek app, put in promo code RazMLB, and then buy your first tickets.
Oh, my God. Use SeatGeek, take the $20, and go to Fantasy Draft. Do this right now.
Your $20, and you're only using one quarter of it for a fantasy draft contest. Please do it. It's free stuff.
Free stuff, man. Free stuff.
I like free stuff. Speaking of free, let's watch great FMK some people. This podcast is turning into like Caligula or something. We're watching murders and fucking people. All right, got some fringy pictures for you. FMK some pictures. First is, you know, my boy, my favorite. Where are you now? Where are you, Gray?
You know, when I don't know, I'm assuming everyone else does this, but when I hear our podcast back and I'm in the car and that comes on, I just keep going back 30 seconds and keep listening to Where Are You Now over and over again. I'm sure others do that.
Oh, it's a phenomenon. All right, so we got Joe Ross, who looked great in his first start of the season. When are you going to, I guess we'll learn now, going to start taking Amir Garrett seriously? I've only been telling you to do this for the past month and gotten nothing back from you.
I have not to interrupt, but I have Amir Garrett in my NFBC league too, and he's been on my bench.
Why didn't you play? Well, he has a two-star week this week. You're playing him this time, right?
I did. I played him this week, and you know he's gonna get crapped on. You know he is.
He's pitching against the Brewers tonight.
In Miller Park. I'm just not. What do you mean tonight? There's no day.
No day. I'm sorry. He's pitching against the Brewers at some point recently. And then Luis Severino, back to back 10 plus K games.
Sexy. Can I F and M Severino and K the other two? Is that
sure?
Possible?
It's your game.
No, I like Ross. I wouldn't start him in Coors this week, but I do like Ross. I would probably, out of those guys, I'd probably marry Ross because he's the safest. And then I would F Severino and I'd kill Amir Garrett. I don't necessarily hate Amir Garrett, but between those three, I got to say Amir Garrett's the riskiest.
Why? I feel like a couple people have mentioned on the pitcher profile comments that you have concerns about Amir Garrett's control.
Yeah, because every year in the minors, he's had control issues. So, I mean, I'm assuming they're going to show up again at some point.
I mean, under 353 for three straight seasons.
What? Wait, what? I'm looking at the wrong Muslim Mrs. Garrett. If you're saying, I'm seeing an over four in AAA. And
that's, for 67 innings in 2016.
Oh, but okay. So we ignored that one. Okay.
No, that's not
what we ignored it. Yeah, that's what you did. You ignored it.
Oh, my God. I'm going to fucking marry the dog and kill you.
Hey, it's dinner time, y'all.
Why is Kenny Rogers serving me dinner?
Dad, is that you? I'm going to wear overalls and a straw hat next week. When you hit that gong, I'm going to come a-running.
Oh, another thing I want to bring up with pitchers, not to derail from FMK from our next one here, but why do you hate Danny Duffy so much? Like, half of my comments...
Duffy's got issues, Holmes.
Half of the comments on my pitcher profile is about, oh my God, panicking with Danny Duffy.
Yeah, because shit is real, man. Shit's real with Duffy. We got problems. Have you looked at his peripherals? We got issues coming. We got stuff coming along for Duffy that ain't going to be pretty. And on top of all that, the Royals have the league's worst offense. So you're looking at a guy that's probably... He's a 7K rate, 3 walk rate, and a 4.28 xFIP, and his velocity is down. I don't want to, yell fire in the theater of Razzball, but shit does not look good for Duffy right now. I would move on Duffy and Hamels like there's no tomorrow.
Oh, I'm with you on Hamels. We talked to him last week, and Duffy does have a 95% left on base. When your walk rate's over 3, yet somehow you're stranding them all without good strikeout numbers, that is a little scary. But the thing with Duffy, though, is like, who are you going to trade him for?
Oh, I think people can get someone for Duffy.
I don't...
I've been hearing people trade Duffy, and I've heard some decent deals, like maybe a struggling hitter like a Rendon.
Yeah, but that trade seems fair to me, Duffy for Rendon. Like, let's do a pitcher comparison. Who do you want rest of the season, Duffy or Carlos Martinez?
Martinez.
Like, aren't you worried about Martinez?
I am, but I'm not as worried about Martinez as I am about Duffy.
You want Duffy or Chris Archer?
Chris Archer.
Maybe I need to move Duffy down a little bit, because those both seem pretty close. I still have Duffy at 16.
Yeah. Yeah, that seems a little high as of right now, because of just what it looks like with his numbers. What happened with Paxton? Did you leave him where he was?
Yeah, I left him there. I've got him 14.
14?
I mean, I just keep dropping people down. And
you're moving him up.
Yeah. I mean, I moved him up a big... You know, I think I came into the year with him 30.
Yeah. His numbers still... I mean, I will say, Paxton's peripherals still look amazing, so...
Yeah.
I don't... You know, it was one start where he got hit around a little bit, but it was... I think someone said... So I didn't see it. I don't know if you did, but someone, I think, mentioned in the comments that it was like one bad call by the ump led to an extra at bat for someone or an extra pitch, and then he hit a home run or something. I'm just saying, I think it was close to like he was getting out of an inning, and instead he gave up like 5 runs or something.
Yeah, agree. Cool. Well, I mean, not agree. I didn't see the start, but I agree that I'm not worried or anything. So, okay. FMK for some hot hitters, Gray. Ooh. You want some hot hitters? Some hot baddie calls. Mm. Well, they're probably hold. They're holds, but whatever. All right. Okay. First, we got, you mentioned earlier, Ryan Zimmerman, healthy for now, playing well. Yeah. Okay. Then we've got Steven Souza, not right. Striking out. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Well, I could tell that you're not even half masked yet. and then we've got Eugenio Suarez.
Wait. You're pausing between, like, am I supposed to say FMK before I know?
No, I just want a reaction. I just want you to make the noise. You make so many noises that I figured you could do some little noise every time.
I see. Okay. All right. I'll make a noise. All right. Zimmerman. Sousa. And Suarez. Ah.
That's exactly what I wanted.
That was actually, if you were to go and play that in front of a jury, you'd be like, I think he's killing someone. I'll say I like Sousa a lot. I think Sousa is a hold in every league as long as he's healthy. He's not a guy that has stayed healthy for very long any season, but I do think Sousa is the guy he's got 20 homer power and 10 steal speed, and probably won't kill you in average. His average will be a little bit low, but it shouldn't necessarily kill you. So I think I'm marrying Sousa. I'm gonna fuck Zimmerman and then I'll kill Suarez, but
interesting.
I don't hate Suarez. It's just out of those three, I would have to do that. I think
I could have sworn you were killing Zimmerman.
Yeah, I kind of want to, like, legit want to, like, in real life, but for this game,
he could live.
Yeah, I let him live until he flames out. I mean, you know it's going to happen. But Suarez has got his own issues. Suarez isn't... I mean, he's fine for, like, you know, some power, some speed, and a terrible average. He's okay. Right now he's hitting 371, which is ridiculous because his BABIT is so high. But, yeah, Suarez isn't... I don't know. Maybe I should have fucked Suarez and killed Zimmerman. I don't know. It's close. They're all pretty close, except for Sousa. I think Sousa's an easy, like, Sousa is just on my team. Like, in Yahoo Friends and Family, another league where I'm doing really well so far, I drafted Sousa, and I haven't moved him from my lineup all year. I own Sousa. Like, he's just the guy. I just own him.
Yeah, well... You hit it. You got a good sleeper there. So,
well,
congrats to you.
I have, as of right now, I wouldn't go that far. We'll see. I like him. Like I said, I like Sousa, but
who do you like more this season, Sousa or Haniger?
Haniger by probably a decent amount. I think Haniger's breaking out.
Yeah, I do too. It's a good thing you've never mentioned Haniger until this year.
Yeah. No, that one just slipped through the cracks, huh?
I know.
I never mentioned him. Only always.
All right, great. It's time to get to What's on the Great R, brought to you by our friends at Draft. On Draft, it's a draft every day. It's a simple fantasy app where you do snake drafts just like you do at the beginning of the season. If you miss draft season, wish you could do some more mock drafts or drafts like that, play DFS Draft. It's a lot of fun. They last for just one night. They only take a couple minutes. It's, you know, at first when I heard Draft's premise that you, like, draft your DFS team, I thought, this is going to take, like, 30 minutes, an hour. I ain't got time for that. But it's way faster. You're drafting five positions in leagues, up to three, up to even more people. But it goes really quick, and it's real seamless. It's a lot of fun. You can play for free and, of course, play for money. And your chances to win on Draft are better than the competition because, you know, it's just they take a lower rake. Everything's cool on Draft. You need to check it out. So if you download Draft now, just search for Draft in the App Store. You'll find the Draft app. Put in the promo code RASBALL. Again, help out our sponsors. And when you download, you'll get 100% bonus up to $600 when you deposit. That's right. If you put in $600 in Draft and start winning some money, it'll automatically turn into $1,200. So again, search Draft in the App Store and enter promo code RASBALL. All right, Grace, so what are some things you're looking for this week?
Conforto. Oh, my gosh. So sexy. You know
you're
it.
You're in love with Conforto.
You wish you had him. Come on.
In my garbage outfield team, for sure.
Oh, my God. Let's do a trade right now. Conforto for Strasburg.
No, pass.
No, that's a ridiculous trade. And anyone who's listening to this, don't be like, wow, you would do that? No. No one would do that trade. I was joking. Conforto is so bomb. Oh, my God. He is breaking out. I love it. I love Conforto.
Man, that's so annoying that you're too early on Conforto.
Yeah. And then Devon Travis, I think he had a good game on Sunday.
He has more than two hits this season now?
Yeah, we don't know when Sunday was. We're not doing days, but
no day.
But we're saying Travis could be coming out of his early season funk. I mean, he's not that bad of a hitter. I think he's hitting like 170 or something, he's hitting 130. That's ridiculous. So you know he's going to come out of it. You want to be there when he comes out. You want to get in there. You want to get some of that good stuff, get some of the Travis, and then that's good. You've just made your team. You just fixed your whole team with Travis. You're welcome.
We know who your FFK there.
Conforto.
I'm obviously watching for Altair. Oh, did you see this? This came out while we were recording that the Giants are calling up Christian Arroyo.
Oh, wow. Huh. That's interesting.
That's kind of interesting. He was hitting 446 in AAA.
Nice. Yeah, I would say the guy in my Tout Wars league who bid like $500 for Melvin Upton might not be so happy.
Yeah, because they're moving Nunez to left field, so no room for Upton.
I don't know. I think he's not that exciting to be like, I don't know, for a mixed league, he's like real kind of like middle infielder type numbers, like not crazy power, not crazy speed, but he could hit for a decent average potentially, and he takes his walks. He's got the OBPs. So yeah, I don't know. I would give him a flyer probably to see if he's, you know, his bat stays hot when he comes to the majors. But I wouldn't be too crazy about him in most mixed leagues.
Should I drop Altair for Arroyo?
I probably would, because I don't think much of Altair, but, you know, you do what you do. You're in first, Jay, baby.
Yeah, I'm keeping Altair. I'm trying to find a way. Should I drop Mike Napoli for him? Oh, my God, Mike Napoli's been terrible.
He's so terrible. He's been on four teams already in our RCL.
Oh, my God. I think I drafted him, too, and then I kind of passed him around the league. And
got him back. Did. Yeah, I was like, he's been passed around more than Courtney Love in like the 90s grunge scene. He's like, it's been bad with Napoli. I do think he'll come on though at some point, but I wouldn't be holding him for him to come on.
I'm dropping the cock. I'm dropping Peacock. I really liked what Peacock's done in middle relief, but he's not playing today. So there we go. Christian Arroyo's on
crazy.
My team.
You had Brad Peacock.
He gave me like six innings with a ton of Ks. He's been doing great.
I'm sure he has, but that's the kind of guy you drop. You don't hold Peacock.
What's the middle reliever equivalent of a batty call?
Oh, I don't know. I'd have to think about it.
Because I also own Wandy Peralta, even though he pitched yesterday. But he's been awesome.
Yeah. I think it's like a FK. Like, it's like a necrophilia fuck.
Oh, my God. So, this got out of control.
It did. It did. We lost it. We lost control.
Let's see.
For what it's worth, Christian Arroyo has already been – he was picked up 20 minutes ago in my friends and family league, in my Yahoo league, but whatever. I probably want to pick them up anyway. I ain't got time for birds.
Ain't got time for that.
Yeah.
So Jose Quintana pitches on Wednesday at home against the, as you mentioned, league worst, or at least one of the worst offenses, the Royals. If Quintana has another bad game, I mean, he's is he done? Like, what's up there?
Nah. I would start him because the Royals are so bad. I would start him there, even though, like, if he was against a normal offense, I probably would have said bench him. But I'd start him against the Royals. And then, I mean, if he's bad there, yeah, then you got to start reevaluating where you're at with shit. I think probably he's going to be. He's going to either be DL'd or he's going to pitch well on Wednesday, because I don't see something's up. Like, his walks are – well, besides his walks, something's up. I think there could be injuries or something. Like, it just – it doesn't make sense when a guy who's as consistent as he is just to suddenly have, two times the amount of walks. It's something's wrong, so – I don't know. Hopefully he's okay. Maybe it was a mechanics thing. Maybe it's an injury. But I would probably start him, though.
Would you rather own Christian Arroyo or Devin Travis?
I'd probably go Travis, just because I think, you know, the AL versus a crappy NL park. I don't know. And outfield versus middle infielder, Travis, but at this point, I mean, Travis is hitting 136, so it's not like there's all that much great going on with Travis. But
well, I'm gonna be the annoying commenter and be like, oh, thanks, Greg. I think I'm gonna do it anyway. I picked up Royal in that league. Yeah, okay. All right, we're going to end the show there. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Thanks to the new C++NT gong. That is awesome. You can make all the jokes you want. Having my own gong right here with me makes me feel so much better.
You're going to have... There's going to be there's going to be a lineup of country bumpkins outside your door. Like, hey, Paul, is dinner ready? I keep hearing the bell.
Where's my porridge? All right, we got to get out of here. Thanks again, everyone, for listening. Thanks to our friends at Fantasy Draft, at SeatGeek, and at Draft. We'll be back next week. Great. Take it easy, man.
All right, ladies. you can't hear my music when I'm playing?
I can't hear any music right now.
No, it's not playing right now, but when you first logged on, you couldn't hear my music.
Oh, no, I just hear you singing absentmindedly.
Oh.
Did you have your music in your headphones?
In the name of me!
Yeah, that's
the
reason why.
Oh, I remember silences. You can't hear that? Oh my god.
No.
Oh my god, the new the new Kendrick Lamar is like ridiculous. It is so good. I wanna have sex with the whole album.